Oh, cosmos again. So, I mean, this fact that both the shamans of up here and all over the world and the yogis of India are said to, at least, have been able to travel along this world tree or pillar or mountain or whatever and visit other worlds and then come back and teach people about this. That in itself explains how this cosmology came about, where they got the information from, and how it could develop even all over the world independently from, you know, between different cultures, because it's probably unlikely that there was so much connection between cultures on this planet, tribes. So you got this, these explorers there, the shaman yogis and those kind of mystics who can go into trance, leave their bodies, physical bodies, which simply means that they direct their attention somewhere else, to another plane of existence, another loka. And, well, you can even have similar experiences by taking certain herbs and psychedelic drugs like that. But also, maybe most importantly, those experiences are also shared by many people who had and have near-death experiences that involve leaving this world, sometimes through a tunnel, and entering into a beautiful place, beautiful world, where they meet their deceased or their relatives that have passed away. So, since people today even can have these experiences, almost dying and then coming back, and there are clear and abundant accounts of, from different cultures of the planet, of people who are able to do this at will, then the fact that we have these cosmological models from all these cultures describing the cosmos like this, as different worlds along an axis, that connects them, could have appeared just by empirical experience shared by these people. In other words, it's not something that needed to evolve or develop through some philosophical or scientific studies of, I don't know, books or math or anything, but simply by this different process of exploration of the mystics, which was definitely very highly developed back then. And again, we even find if not evidence, or at least indication suggesting shamanic practice up to 40,000 years ago. And think about it, if, as seems to be even accepted by most or many scholars today. There was a shamanistic element in, for instance, the rock art and cave paintings and all that. Meaning that even at that time, there were shamans doing this art of connecting to the other world. Then how developed must that art not have been through the thousands of years following that? And whether it still exists or is a lost art, there are at least still an indigenous, among indigenous people, stories or maybe even memories of shamans and mystics doing that. But again, we don't need to rely upon maybe perhaps from the past, but the fact that people still today have these experiences whether by accident or by intention. So this really explains a lot about how these models came and this cosmology was developed.